You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Thursday, commentator Brian Ununoin opens up about his immigrant journey, and he concludes there are others like him who've come to the United States through circumstance as opposed to in pursuit of the American dream.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, recently the Senate passed an immigration reform bill, and now it's up to the House to ratify it before the President can sign off on it. I take a very personal interest in this debate, since I too am an immigrant, and a legal one at that. Just over a decade, I was living in the Middle East, where I met and married an American lady. And we wanted to move here to the United States. So I applied for my green card, filled out all the forms, I did the chest x-ray for TB, and I paid a few thousand dollars in fees to get the green card. This is what allowed me to come into the country legally. However, after living here for a while with my ex-wife, we decided to try living in Ireland instead. But it just didn't work out. She decided she wanted to come back to the States. But to be honest, I didn't. I had lived many, many years overseas in many foreign countries, and now I was ready to settle down in Ireland. Now, in fairness to my ex-wife, at least she had tried living in Ireland, but it just was not for her. So I came back to the United States basically to rejoin my baby girl. I did not want to come here. I came here because I thought it was the right thing to do. And I say all this because I think it's important for you to remember that not everyone who comes to live here in the United States comes to live here because it is the land of opportunity. Sometimes it's a bit more complicated than that. I don't doubt, I dare say, that most people who come here do so in order to better themselves financially. But not all of those that arrived here illegally arrived here with the intention of duping the system. It might surprise you to learn that the latest estimates for illegal Irish immigrants here in this country come to about 10,000 people. That's a lot of people who are effectively stuck here, by which I mean they can never go home for a wedding, they can never go home for Christmas, they can never go home for mom or dad's funeral. Many have lived here illegally for up to 30 years. They are married, they've been raising kids, American kids. But they know that if they go home, for some reason, they always run the risk of not being allowed back into the United States again, because it would show on their passport records that they arrived here years and years ago, but they did not leave when they should have. Now, I believe there is a case to be made for some form of amnesty for people like this who've been living here for, say, over a decade, people who have never broken the law, who've been paying their taxes, who've been raising decent children in this country. I know it's not easy to accommodate these people, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. And of course, I mean this to apply to not just illegal Irish immigrants, but rather all illegal immigrants. I can just imagine the grandchildren of these people telling their own kids, "Yeah, Granddad arrived here years and years ago to help out Uncle Joey on the building site, but sure, then he met your grandmother at a dance one night, and he decided he was never going back to the old country. For 10 years, he kept his head down, he kept his nose clean, and then years later, sure wasn't he allowed to stay." Now, what's radically wrong with that? I'll talk to you next week. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Ununoin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.